This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana completes 7 years today. Launched in September 2018 from Ranchi, it is the world's largest government-funded health assurance scheme. The scheme has transformed healthcare in India, reaching over 55 crore beneficiaries. It provides 5 lakh rupee annual health cover to families, enabling cashless and paperless treatment across the country. So far, more than 10.3 crore hospital admissions have been authorized under the scheme, translating into over 1.48 lakh crore rupees worth of cashless care and significant savings for patients. In 2022, the beneficiary base was expanded to 12 crore families. In 2024, ASHA workers, Anganwadi workers and their families were also included in the scheme. From October last year, all senior citizens above 70 years of age have been brought under universal coverage through the Ayushman Vay Vandana card. Nearly 1 crore gig and platform workers are also being added. Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated the Startup Conclave 2025 at Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar today. The two-day event, which has been organized by the State Education Department, features more than 1,000 startups, 5,000 innovators, 100 industry mentors, 50-plus venture funds and leading policymakers on a single platform. The conclave also showcases 170-plus startups from 20 states, including those selected by Startup India, Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology, and Innovations for Defence Excellence. During the conclave, the state government will facilitate the signing of 50 MOUs between startups, investors, and financial institutions, alongside the distribution of funding checks and letters of intent to selected ventures. President Draupadi Murmu will confer the 71st National Film Awards for the year 2023 in New Delhi today. On the occasion, legendary actor, director and producer Mohanlal will be honoured with Dada Saheb Phalke Award, the highest recognition in the field of cinema. A report.
The Best Feature Film Award will be given to Hindi movie 12th Fail, while the Best Hindi Feature Film Award will be presented to Kathel, A Jackfruit Mystery. In the Best Actor category, the awards will be presented to actor Shah Rukh Khan for his film Jawan and actor Vikrant Messi for 12th Fail. The Best Actress Award will be given to actress Rani Mukherjee for her performance in the film Mrs. Chatterjee vs. Norway. Sudeep Tosain's The Kerala Story will be conferred the Best Direction Award, and the Hindi film Rocky or Rani Ki Prem Kahani will be given the award for Best Popular film providing wholesome entertainment. Priya Monal, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Relentless rain and thunderstorms wreaked havoc across Kolkata overnight, causing widespread waterlogging in several parts of the city. The downpour, which began past midnight, inundated roads and residential areas, leaving many localities submerged under knee-deep water. Traffic, including metro rail service, came to a standstill and rainwater entered homes and housing complexes, severely disrupting daily life. The IMD has warned of more intense weather ahead, as a low-pressure system over the Bay of Bengal is expected to bring further rain, thunderstorms and gusty winds to Kolkata and much of South Bengal throughout the week. The high-level debate of the 80th session of the United Nations General Assembly will begin today, as world leaders gather in New York. Several world leaders will participate in the session this week, with discussions expected to be dominated by the wars in Gaza and Ukraine and the growing Western recognition of Palestinian statehood. This year's theme is Better Together, 80 Years and More for Peace, Development and Human Rights. Brazil will speak first at the General Assembly debate, followed by the United States as the host country. U.S. President Trump is expected to deliver a keynote address to the Assembly. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will represent India in the General Assembly. The 10th National Ayurveda Day is being celebrated at the All India Institute of Ayurveda Yoga, marking a historic milestone in the global promotion of traditional Indian medicine. It will be inaugurated by Union Minister of State, Independent Charge, Ministry of Ayush, Pratap Rao Jadhav. Mr. Sripad Yesso Naik, Union Minister of State, Ministry of Power and Ministry of New and Renewable Energy will also be present on the occasion. And with that, we end this news bulletin.